patriotism. YourDictionary.com tells me patriotism is love and support of your country. An example of patriotism is waving the flag proudly on your home. I'm sure most people would agree with that, but if we dig a little deeper, we will uncover some deep logical contradictions and information flow problems in that concept. I believe the whole concept of patriotism, as expressed by YourDictionary.com and endorsed by millions of people, I believe that concept is hurting people all over the world. According to the Donald, it's not patriotic to diss the soldiers, the cops, controlled by the U.S. government. Let's think about that for just a minute. The definition of patriotism says, patriotism is love and support of your country. Governments at all levels in the USA commit millions of armed robberies every day. They lie like rugs. They kidnap, torture, and kill the citizens of the USA. Why would we love that? Even if we think this insane system is necessary, we should at least recognize that it's rational to be very suspicious of an organization that kills people for no apparent reason. We should have warnings of the dangers of government at major sporting events, not quasi-religious ceremonies exalting the symbols of our violent and corrupt government. If we believe we have to have a government, we should at least do our best to minimize the harm our government causes. And we also need to do our best to minimize the cognitive dissonance in the social system caused by the logically inconsistent and irrational theory of government. How can I love the people of the USA and also love the brutal, corrupt, and incompetent government that is harassing the people of the USA on every level, on every day? How can I love the people and also love the government and its flag? I can't. I love the people. I love the place. But I do not love the flag. I do not love the cops, and I do not love the soldiers. I do not respect hired killers, and I don't think much of those who pay their salaries either. I'm not advocating overthrowing a government. I'm advocating overthrowing the idea that we need a government. We don't need an organization that kidnaps and murders people and calls it legal. Government activities have very little to do with justice, and a great deal to do with extortion, terrorism, and hypocrisy. Authoritarian statism has lost a great deal of traction with intellectuals, and you can see erosion of its power over the masses. It may not be that big a step from kneeling for the national anthem to giving the finger to the national anthem. All we have to do is stop paying the cops and soldiers to harass and extort us, and they will stop, or at least slow down a whole lot. It's really that simple. How do you reform a terrorist? Stop paying him to be a terrorist. Why can't more people understand that? We need to get the elites to understand they are creating very serious problems for themselves with all the murder and mayhem. Eventually, the violent and corrupt system they have created will turn on them. On the other hand, there is a way to quietly and efficiently dissolve the legacy authoritarian system. If the elites will endorse the Just Say No program, we can save their lives, we can save their families, and we can save much of their present wealth. And we can provide a world where the rewards of honest commerce will far surpass anything so far achieved by antiquated authoritarian systems. If the elites continue on their present path, everything they now have is at severe risk. The risk to the elites does not come from me or people like me. The risk to the elites comes from the activities of the elites. If I could push a button and make the elites disappear, I wouldn't. I want to stop the elites from pushing the wrong buttons themselves and bringing destruction on themselves and a lot of innocent bystanders. If people didn't have to pay taxes, they wouldn't. But they might be willing to pay the government for services rendered. We could have a government or governments that are actually run like a business, with the efficiency of a business. We could do that if we base the government on the same rules of voluntary cooperation that are an essential element of the world of business. If you don't buy it, you shouldn't have to pay for it. If we want to help the poor, we should help the poor directly and voluntarily, extorting money from people to help the poor, has not helped the poor. It has oppressed the poor and made the politicians and their friends both wealthy and crazy. Voluntary charity works. Authoritarian charity sucks. If we want a strong defense, we should directly and voluntarily invest in defensive systems. Extracting money from people by forced taxation as a means of defending them has been a miserable failure. Voluntary defense associations work. Authoritarian defense organizations suck. If we all endorse a social system based on the right of refusal, we can all relax, heave a sigh of relief, and have a life. Always and for everyone, freedom works. Slavery sucks.